Drivers, we have a brand new sponsor, Hotshot Secret. In fact, right now, let's bring on board the CEO and founder of Hotshot Secret, Chris Gabrielczyk. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for being on. Give us some background on Hotshot Secrets.
Hotshot Secret was first developed for Navistar for the Ford 6-liter engine, and they were having a difficulty with the injectors that they had put in those pickup trucks because they had an oil side of being fired, which is hard to describe on the radio.
Right.
But to make a long story short, what was happening is, and it happens in a lot of diesel engines today, because they're getting so efficient, the surfaces are much closer together, so there's a lot more friction inside, which we call little hot spots.
Yeah.
So what happens is it burns the engine oil on different areas, like a turbo bearing inside the injector. So we developed a product that would clean that out and lubricate at the same time. So like most listeners would understand, any kind of engine cleaner is usually a solvent-based. Mm. So the solvent goes in there and cleans, but it destroys the film strength of the oil. And then that, you know, creates other problems, you know, with excessive wear and such. So what we did was we used these, you know, really exotic group 5 esters, which is a kind of oil. It's a synthetic oil and then some nanocarbons. And we're able to clean them off and lubricate and actually reduce the amount of wear inside the engine by 50%.
Right. So now we fast forward to now, and you guys have an entire line of additives and oils, right?
Correct. So what we found in this was that there was a lot of other problems, you know, out there in the diesel world that nobody really wanted to address because they weren't maybe they weren't big enough or they weren't lucrative enough or you wouldn't sell enough bottles. That's part of the problem with our industry, the additive businesses. It's filled with a lot of people that are just out to sell product. They're not really trying to solve problems.
Right.
So we're really passionate about the problems more so than the amount of units sold. So we started going after one problem after another. The next problem at that time, it wasn't too long after ultra low sulfur diesel fuel came out. I don't know if you remember that, but
right, yeah.
There's a lot of issues with, you know, the inside of the fuel system, and one of them was internal diesel injector deposits. So there was a very specific additive that had to be used to get that. Nobody was doing it. So I says, well, you know, we should do this because it's an issue for truck drivers.
Right.
So we developed our Diesel Extreme, which had, you know, a really strong dose of, you know, very specific additive that cleaned out those IDIDs.
Right.
And that just,
yeah.
So it grew from there. We ended up with like an everyday diesel treatment and, you know, engine oils, transmission oils, things for the transmission. But just, you know, we focused on one problem after another and then came up with a really good solution for it.
Right, right. You mentioned ULSD, and gosh, goes back to, it's been on the market since 2006, I think, if I do my math correctly. So we're looking at a number of years that we've learned a lot about what's going on, you know, with the fuels, the ever-changing oil specs and everything else. I mean, you touched on that in terms of the problems we're facing today. Is it just about ultra low sulfur? Is it just about the new oil specs, you know, which has to do with the changing engine specs over the years? Or what are we facing new, I guess, in 2020 that has evolved over recent years, over the last 4 or 5 years?
So I usually break these up into, you know, three categories, you know, the transmission, the engine oil, and the fuel.
Okay.
On the fuel system, what I see, one of the new problems that is becoming a bigger and bigger issue is the biodiesel.
Right.
Now, biodiesel is a really good cleaner for your engine. It's got a really high cetane, so it helps the fuel burn well. One of the backsides of it is it's what they call hydrolytic, which means it wants to suck moisture right out of the air.
Mm.
So that it becomes moist if it doesn't turn over quickly. So if you're an over-the-road trucker and you're filling up every 2 days, it's perfect. If you're somebody that's got a truck that sits for 6 months, it's horrible because that biodiesel will actually pull the moisture out, and then it, because it's a bioproduct, it wants to grow like a bacteria in it.
Right.
And then that creates a whole new slew of problems. So that's, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we see on the fuel side. On the engine side, what we're seeing is, you know, as the efficiencies are being increased and increased and increased, it's really shearing the oil out of the grade quickly, and it's much harsher on the oil than it used to be. So we're leaving a lot of deposits behind inside there, and there's not a good, easy way to clean it.
Right.
Then, of course, the DPF systems, those are just, That's just an unhappy day for everybody. Nobody wants this.
Right. Yeah. you think about that with regens and everything else and all the stuff that drivers are having to deal with out there on the road. You hit something on the oils. Lower viscosity oils these days are being used more and more. How does that present problems, or does it?
It does. So what the additive in the oil companies like the Chevrons and Mobils of the world are doing is trying to come up with better additive packages to compensate. Mm. But just everybody out there can imagine, the thinner the oil, the less lubrication you have when you're really pulling a hard load or when you're putting more force on it. Mm. It's a thing we call hydrodynamic lubrication, and it's really easy to understand. If you just think about like a jet ski pulling up out of the water, the faster it goes, the more it wants to pull up.
Right.
The slower it goes, it starts to drop down through. Mm. Well, your bearings do the same thing. The faster they start to spin, they actually pull away from the race or the other surface by wedging oil underneath there and just creates a hydraulic lift.
Right.
The thinner the oil, the less lift that you have, and it wants to, scratch and do things that you don't want it to do, create, abrasive wear. So that's one of the problems that we see with the lighter weight oils, and they're really trying hard to get down to like a 0W20 for a semi truck, which is, that's like absurd in my mind.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what they're shooting for.
Yeah.
They're trying to make up for that difference with, like anti-wears and friction modifiers and things that will coat the inside to keep it from scratching. So
right.
They're not there yet, but they're still working on it. And we can tell that by the amount of warranty claims and the amount of repairs that we have to do now.
Mm, interesting. What would you say if you're talking to a driver, because there's tons of additives out there, what would you say, Chris, sets Hotshot's secret apart from all the other additives out there?
We're what we call problem-specific solutions. All of our additives are 100% active ingredients. We don't, we don't put a lot of fillers in them, or we don't put any fillers in them. We don't try to make something just to sell it. We try to make it because there was a need for it in the marketplace.
Right.
The efficiency of them is much greater. And the other thing is we're extremely transparent. I mean, you can call. We'll tell you how we developed it. We'll show you the dynos. We'll show you the the lab results. We're extremely consistent with trying to be out there, trying to stay away from the smoke and mirrors and the promotional type of things, just telling everybody more power, better fuel economy.
Right.
We don't do that. We put a dyno out there and say, here's where we put a truck on a dyno, and we're able to get 3% better fuel economy. One of the things that we've done is we've gotten involved in racing. I'm a maintenance guy myself, but the other guys in the company are really into racing. And in the last, they convinced me to do this because they said, if we can prove ourselves on the racetrack, it proves like everything else that's out there.
Right.
I said, okay, so we'll try it for a year. Well, we ended up in the last 18 months breaking 13 world records, and just about every diesel race team now is using our products because, they've been able to hit, better performance gains.
Right.
But
right.
it did prove out that they are different. They are a lot different.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have a long history with the trucking industry. Is that right?
We do, since 97.
Okay. Yeah. So plenty of years at this. And the next question is going to be, where can drivers find Hotshot Secret?
We can get it at O'Reilly's, AutoZone, Pilot Truck Stops, all the Love's Truck Stops, TA Truck Stops.
Right.
Just any place you buy automotive products, we should be there.
Right.
And there'll be products for the fuel, products for the engine oil, and products for the transmission.
Great. Great stuff here, Chris. I hope you'll come back. We can talk some more maintenance stuff in the future. Chris Gabrielczyk, from the CEO and founder of Hotshot Secret. We appreciate it. And thank you so much, Chris. We'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Red Eye Radio.